This episode of the Wrestling Podcast is brought to you by PayMaya. If you're not familiar with what PayMaya is, listen up. PayMaya is a free mobile wallet app available on iOS and Android. And get this, if you download the app and use our code WWPayMaya, you'll get 50 pesos on us. In this time of social distancing, you can securely pay for your groceries, your bills, and even send money to your loved ones in a non-contact and cashless way. So remember, don't pay cash, pay Maya.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zeta Zane.
Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
Hey, this is TJP, the Phil-Am Flash, and you are listening to Stan, Ro, Chino, and Camos on the Wrestling Podcast.
You are listening and watching the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. We are back on the live format for tonight because we've got a very special crossover episode. As you can see, all four of us are live and in the flesh. Stan C, Romoran, Raf Camus, and Chino Liao together again. And like I mentioned, it's a crossover episode with our friends from PWR's Wrestling From Home. It'll be Red Olero, a.k.a. Redrick Mahaba, and Poch Estrada joining us in a few minutes. So we're going to talk all about PWR Homecoming, the big launch date happening this weekend, May 31. That is the exact date. So for all of you that missed PWR Homecoming, this is your chance to catch it on demand whenever the hell you want while we're all stuck at home during quarantine. But before we get to that, we have some news to discuss, some current events that we weren't able to get to last week. So we might as well just rip off the Band-Aid. And we'll talk about something that was very upsetting and distressing that happened over the weekend, and that was the unfortunate passing of Hana Kimura. So I think this is going to be one of those moments na when we look back on our involvement in the wrestling industry, it'll be one of those "where were you when it happened" moments. I think nasa ganung level siya ng magnitude. Eh.
So are you? Let's step back here. Are you saying? Nothing against Hana Kimura, but are you saying that her death is up there with Benoit's death?
Yeah, for a bunch of us, it is.
I would agree it is. Yeah, it's not quite there, but it's almost a crime. It was a bunch of Mad Paris House fans driving Hana to suicide. So I would agree that this might, you know, deserve its own Dark Side of the Ring episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Excalibur said it best on Double or Nothing right before the Women's Championship match, which we'll get to in a bit. He said it was very stupid. It was very senseless. I agree. This was a death that didn't need to happen. The circumstances didn't need to happen. And it's really sad. Somebody was cyberbullied to this point. And I really blame the people who took part in the cyberbullying. And a lot of these people aren't even showing remorse yet.
Sobrang malala. I mean, apparently that's the thing, or, you know, that's some of the thing about Japanese culture, that it is that bad over there.
Yeah, I mean, if you start extending it to the way that Stardom sort of packages their wrestlers as idols, like not just as, you know, women wrestlers, there is an idol aspect to that. The idol culture in Japan at large is kind of terrible, and people consume it rapidly, but this is where you are. Like, it happens.
Yeah, I'm going to go off of Gamas' point here. It's very similar to the idol culture in South Korea as well, where the idols are under such intense scrutiny. And the Joshis, for whatever little I know about Japanese wrestling, the Joshis are kind of under a similar microscope, especially given their fan base.
The Stardom Joshis in particular.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of their fans, just to paint a picture, a lot of the fans of Joshis are men, older men actually. So I know this because when I watched Stardom, nagulat ako kasi like 95% of the people in the crowd were older men. So I'm not saying naman that these are the same types of fans who cyberbullied Hana. But just to paint a picture na parang that's how much they're loved and that's how much pressure they're under as well. Na tipong they have to be these perfect representations of femininity.
Well, and not just that, it's also not just what they represent, but how they present themselves in all aspects. It's not, you know, it's so many layers to it. And at the same time, Hannah was on Terrace House, and that's another level of fandom that she had to deal with, because right now it's hard to process for me, because we lost a wrestler who went into a show that's very much like our version of Big Brother, trying to get more eyes on wrestling. Like, that's the reason she went into it.
She also wanted love.
Yeah, she also wanted love, but I'm playing up the wrestling aspect. She did want to promote wrestling and her craft, and she was one of those wrestlers who really cared, and there's a lot of, I don't know, outpouring stories that are coming out right now about how sweet a person she was, because, you know, on my end, it's when you talk about Hannah Kimura, we talk a lot about it with Jemmerlin, who takes, you know, a lot of inspiration from her, who really wanted to face her at some point in her career, and, you know, we're not going to get that now.
Okay, so for somebody who doesn't watch Terrace House, like me, I don't watch Terrace House, I know nothing about Terrace House. What was, where did this anger come from the fans? What was she exactly being bullied for? Was there a controversial act?
There was actually. Parang nag-sprock siya over ruined gear that happened in her, parang, you know, you're doing laundry in a common area. Yeah. And then nasama sa wash yung gear niya. And if you've ever seen her wrestle or you've seen photos of her wrestling, she has this gear that's very holographic that she doesn't wear very often. And that sort of ruins.
Okay. Kamus, I think the significance of gear is that's what she wore at the Tokyo Dome.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so that's wash.
Right. So Hannah Kimura's importance in both wrestling and in Terrace House, I guess, is one, she was being groomed to be basically the next big thing in Joshi wrestling and in women's wrestling in general. And that's one of that goes hand in hand with her being one of the first females to wrestle at the Tokyo Dome under the New Japan banner, nung Wrestle Kingdom. So that gear that she wore, nilalabhan niya dun sa Terrace House, right? Yeah. And it shrunk in the dryer or in the wash because of this one dude that she had a showman's with. And as Kamus mentioned, nag-sprak siya. So people, you know, because of the edit na rin siguro and because of the portrayal of the situation, a lot of the Terrace House fans went apeshit on Hannah on social media, whether it was Twitter or Reddit or whatever other SNS.
Yeah, because they don't know that, they don't know how, you know, how expensive that shit is. They don't know, they don't have wrestling gear to maintain. So a lot of people pretty much didn't, or, you know, understated how important that gear was to her, and, you know, thought that she was flipping out over, you know, just a piece of
absolutely nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely nothing. So that's what pretty much led them to hate her. Yeah, does that answer the question, Gina?
Okay.
Yeah, that was just one incident in particular.
Okay, kasi hindi ako invested sa kwento na to, which is why I posed the question of how much it really ranks up there with the deaths of Benoit and Eddie, diba? So yun talaga, I remember where I was when I heard Eddie Guerrero passed away. I remember where I was when they told me about Benoit and what the storyline was supposed to be. Right? But as a fan of somebody who knows very little about Joshi wrestling and even less about Terrace House, the gravity, yes, it's sad, but for me, it isn't as... yes, it's sad, but for me, it isn't as impactful as, for say, everybody else is. The gravity isn't as heavy. You know.
Okay.
That's fine. I mean, I can't blame you for not knowing anything about it, and that's totally valid. But at least you should also consider the fact that this was a 22-year-old who got her life cut short by, you know, insensitive people on social media.
Yeah. Oh, good man, discount you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not discounting. I'm not discounting anything here. Hindi ko sinasabing, namatay siya, so what? Okay, I'm not saying that, guys. Okay,
no, I'm just we're not saying that you're saying that either.
I'm just saying that the reason I can't react as much as you guys is because I'm just not in the same circle. It's not as heavy for me.
Okay. Yeah, I think before this year, I would have been in the same boat, Chino, to be honest.
Yeah.
I only really got invested in Stardom and Hana Kimura in particular earlier this year. And that's because I had the pleasure of watching a Stardom event live, right? But before that, I'm with you. I understand. But like right. Knowing what I know now, this death is kind of like, I'm going to copy, I'm going to jack this analogy that our friend Brandon C. Shared in a private chat. It was like losing Gianna Bryant. Because Gianna Bryant was somebody who was touted as the future of women's basketball, especially given the involvement of Kobe in letting women's basketball advance.
Right.
In the same light, parang ganun si Hana Kimura, second generation din siya. Her mother, Kyoko Kimura, is a Joshi legend. And she was
also trainer.
A groom. And trainer, yeah.
Right.
So yun, parang she was being groomed to be that next big star in their industry. So to have that big of a loss when she was on the up and up, as Camus mentioned, kaya siya ganun kalaking kawalan.
Right. Okay, Gino, let me put this into perspective for you. Na
okay.
At the age of 22, like that's not much young. That's a lot younger than most of us right now in PWR.
Yeah.
When you think about what she's accomplished at this age, na she's multi-time champion in Stardom. She's traveled the world. She's done ROH, Tokyo Dome. She's worked for EVE in London. She's made so many connections that are right outside of our periphery of PWR. And you have this opportunity to see somebody succeed on that level. And not just, you know, anyone, but then a young woman who's an inspiration for so many of people that are inside my circle, in our circle. It's heartbreaking for us, and for me in particular also, because I really love her. And it sucks because we're robbed of the potential, but at the same time, we could have met her, we could have worked with her, we could have found a way to make her come over at some point. It's so feasible. And a lot of us were dreaming about that day, but, you know, that's out now. So, you know, let's be nice. Let's be nice about this. Let's be nice to everyone online. And can we transition the topic to something else? Because this is...
Yeah, let's talk about AEW. Let's talk about AEW.
Yeah, let's respectfully segue out of that. I don't want to look like or sound like inichapwera na lang natin. But yeah, you know, speaking of AEW, I thought they were very respectful with their tributes to the deceased wrestlers this week.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the Shad tribute was nice.
Yeah,
I mean, it was Shad and Hogan.
Yeah. And speaking of Shad Gaspar tributes, the New Day on their latest episode of the New Day Pod actually also gave a little tribute to Shad Gaspar. They all gave stories and anecdotes of their interactions with Shad Gaspar, which was also very.
Are they doing video also?
No,
are they still doing video?
They post clips online, but they don't post the whole thing. This is what I listened to earlier in the day. So
okay.
It was nice. It was a nice little tribute for Shad as far.
Yeah, see, Kofi was actually at the memorial for Shad. So if you saw yung pictures of Joey Ryan on Twitter.
Front and center.
Yeah, Kofi was there front and center.
Because Kofi also related about the last time he saw Shad Gaspar, and that was right after he won the title at WrestleMania. So one of the last times he saw Shad Gaspar was right after Shad Gaspar and MVP were crying after Kofi Kingston won the title.
Gaspard.
Okay, fine. I keep dropping the team.
I'm like Gaspar. So
first of all, in the Shad Gaspar slash Gaspard. You know what I'm talking about.
We know, but the rest of the internet's gonna roast you.
Yeah, I'm nipping in the bud there.
Yep.
Good. Kailan si Hanke Mura? Di ko pala kailan si Chad Gaspard.
Take the L, buddy. Take the L.
it's just one of the. Babigat yun for Kofi Kingston because if you think about it, di ba, one of the last times he saw his friend, that's when he was partying with him and proud and happy for him, di ba, after he won the title. And now, wala na.
I was watching a compilation of the Crime Time vignettes from, you know, the mid to late 2000s.
Oh, man. Where is that?
It's still in that shit's, yeah, YouTube. It's still holds up, even though definitely it's walking the line in some of the, you know, the humor there. But, you know, it's not one of those partnerships where only one of them is a good magnetic character. Both of them, both JTG and Chad, were pretty good characters in their own right. That's why they went as far as long as they did. That's why we remember them as much as we do right now. So if you haven't gone back and, you know, seen those Crime Time vignettes yet after, you know, Chad sadly passed away, this is your sign to do so right now.
All right, we got 5 minutes before we let our guests in. So how about some quick thoughts on Double or Nothing?
Holy shit. Stadium Stampede is now like the best specialty match ever.
Okay. Not even a Boneyard match?
No, how does it compare to,
does
say...
Does a Boneyard match have a horse?
Okay, good point.
Okay, good point. How does the Stadium Stampede compare to this year's Money in the Bank?
Well, that's Stadium Stampede over Money in the Bank.
Stadium Stampede all the way.
Really? Okay.
Wow. Yeah, really. I don't know. You haven't seen it yet? You haven't seen Stadium Stampede yet?
I've seen it, and I put them at par with each other.
I found that...
Because I enjoyed Money in the Bank.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's fun. It's fun in its own way. But I think that Stadium Stampede, because they lead so much into the absurdity of it all, into the comedy of it all, way harder than Money in the Bank. It ended up looking much better. It came off much better. I think that Money in the Bank, in comparison, felt a lot forced when it came to the comedy. I mean, it was the best thing that was on its show, but compared to the Stadium Stampede and how every joke played out in Stadium Stampede, Money in the Bank felt a little forced.
It's interesting that you point that out, because to me, what I saw and what I felt like was Money in the Bank was a lot more polished in terms of production.
Yeah.
It was a lot cleaner executed. Yeah, sure, a lot of the jokes were missed. But for me, when I look at a product that's supposed to be pre-shot and pre-recorded and edited, I'm after finer points in the end product. And I felt like Money in the Bank had that edge, because I felt like there were certain points in time when Stadium Stampede, like with the wonky cut, when Jericho was about to hit one of the Young Bucks with the bat, the jump cut was very wonky. And that wasn't the first time I felt like, oh, wait a minute, this is amateur R here in AEW. It wasn't as polished as the product.
Okay. But, you know, Matt Hardy in a swimming pool.
Yes, Camus, yes.
At the top of the stage, please.
I'm not
discounting. Did you see the graphic? That's the polish. That's
funny, isn't it? Of Matt Hardy transforming into all the other versions of Matt Hardy, right? But at the same time, you gotta understand, I'm having awkward points during the whole thing there that just took me out of it for the whole match. It was good, but I mean, it could be better for me.
Oh, I personally enjoyed it. I know one segment where see Jake Hager and Hangman Page nagiinuman sa bar.
Yeah.
After the quick shot, nagsapakan na sila. Like
types of
levity. Na appreciate ko because as Rose said, they really leaned into how silly it all was.
And I understand that Money in the Bank was way more polished in the productions in the production regard compared to AEW. WWE's got the best production team, but I don't know. The high polish of Money in the Bank kind of took me out, especially when you view it side by side, or you know, when you view Stadium Stampede and how charming it kind of is. I think also the commentary by JR and crew added to it, where it did not do for Money in the Bank without a commentary.
I agree.
Yeah, it makes up for a lot, and even if it is JR, it still kind of works.
Okay, sure.
All right, let's say hi quickly to all the folks joining us on the live feed. We've got Triple F, JK, Neil, and Ronnie saying hi to you guys. Lance and Jackie also joining us tonight.
Si Balita ba na chat?
Wala. Wala si Balita. Wala. Si Mayor nandito. Mayor, happy birthday.
Si Mayor!
Happy birthday, Mayor! Thanks.
We're gonna get into the discussion about the other stuff on AEW in a bit, because right now we're just waiting for our guests to join us. Again, this is a crossover episode between the Wrestling Podcast.
Get
on! WR's Wrestling from Home. All right, Babyface producer Ryan, let's bring them on. We've got Red Oliero, aka Redrick Mahaba, and Poch Estrada. You know who they are. They're joining us tonight. There's Red.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
yes.
Where are your ties?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wearing mine.
Oh, you are
I'm wearing mine.
Oh, man. It's so far away, though. Imagine I have a tie. Well, you should.
Wear
I'm not wearing my tie.
Oh, okay. I'll stay with Ray.
Yeah, Poch is trying to leave.
Si Poch handa!
Okay, handa si Poch.
That's like my tie. PWR ensemble. I always wear a tie every time.
Si Camus was like, oh, magigets nila yan kasi nakatay sila lagi sa show eh. And then they came on, nobody was wearing a tie.
Oh, ganun ba? Sorry, Camus.
But thank you. I'm solidarity, man. Thank you.
Make effort
so,
for you guys.
Camus, eh.
Thank you for repping, buddy.
Pero that makes so much effort for you guys. I love you.
The funny thing behind this kasi, Camus, we wear a tie over like hoodies and shirts. Not yeah. over like an actual shirt that you would put a tie on.
We diba? Don't do that.
So many hit and got Camus.
We can always fix that.
There you go.
Let's go.
We've got a live feed going on. We've also got live comments happening over on the Wrestling Podcast page. So if you want to send in your comments or your questions to Red and Poch, dun lang sa Wrestling Podcast live video so we can see it. Yeah. All right. So we're taking in questions for tonight. And I think si Chino also has some questions on his end, because among us, siya lang naman talaga yung wala sa backstage at nakakakita nung mga goings on
right.
Behind the barricade.
So, yeah, no, we've talked about homecoming quite a bit now, especially the build-up to homecoming before the actual event. Diba? We had Tim Nang and the rest of the Most group and si Red and si Lynch on the podcast about using shoot names kasi official title names sila yun. But, I've heard the stories of how difficult, you know, homecoming was before it actually happened, the amount of work that people backstage had to put in, the hassles of dealing with all these different departments and having to do media days and boot camps and dealing with young boys and reporters, etc.
Yes,
et
cetera. You know?
But for you guys, ang question ko lang is, are you satisfied with the final product?
No, I fucking hate it.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Catch him on the pool pass.
Yeah, that's it. That's a wrap.
Like, year and a half of work gone to waste. Like, in my couple. All the time when I see home. No, it's great. I think, nag-overachieve pa siya ng konti. Because there were a lot of people that stepped up na hindi ko yung expect na mag-step up. And then, there were a lot of things na, like even sa side ng SNS, there are things na I didn't even think of. Tapos, nagawa nila ng paraan. And then yung mga media, like, even yung whole countdown timer sa simula, that wasn't even like a directive from me. Somebody in the media team said, hey, we gotta do like a countdown timer. I'm like, all right, cool, let's do that. And so things just fell into place. May mga times, yeah, there are, syempre, hindsight is 2020. May mga times na naisip ko, okay, this could be improved. Ganyan. Like, even coming to Stan, watch the commentary, even as we're doing commentary, we're like, oh, we should do this. Right after that. But yeah, so yun, parang I think expectation exceeded very well with the amount of people crying in that main event. I did cry, by the way. I'm still going on record. But yeah, I think it was great. And well, I've seen the whole thing so many times now. And but the digital edition looks better than what I expected. I thought it was gonna be like shit. That's all. I thought it was gonna be. It's gonna be okay. But it really, really looks nice.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah. Other guys.
Well, we do have one match. We have one match that's up now. So if you wanna get a taste of that, we'll be posting that in the comment section for a sec.
Yeah, it's Crystal versus Desi, right?
Yeah,
boy.
Yeah. No, I think I want to know. I want to know the story of how this pay-per-view release on Sunday came to be. Because I'm not sure it was in our original plans at all for the homecoming material. Mm-hmm. So, what's the story behind that?
Okay, so the story behind that is we took footage of homecoming, hoping we took. For the first time ever, we'll take nice footage of PWR shows. Like, I'm not knocking on like the previous footage we have, but those were like phone cameras and SLRs. These are really nice ones, and we have a separate camera just for entrances. Ganun siya intricate, and we have two hard cameras. So things like that. So it's the first time na naka-experience tayo ng magandang production value, and then after that, we came out with something. And then we were hoping to shop it around sa mga ibang streaming sites like Signal Play, iWatt TV, thinking na that would be the best route. But parang recently, especially when lockdown hit, yun yung nangyaring. Parang that's one of the things that we considered. Like, everybody's at home, so there's no better time to release something bingeable or viewable than now, because I'm hoping it won't happen again, diba? So yun, we had a quick date. Everybody was in agreement from PWR side and then side din ng SNS people, and yun, we just fast-tracked it into doing like a digital release to the point na they came out with their own private they came out with their own platform to release it on. So hopefully it will house like future PWR shows as well. So this is not, we're not looking at like a parang one-time deal unless it fails miserably. Na tipong,
So fingers crossed, that's not, no.
Basura,
people, if we get heart reacts if you want this to not be basura, heart reacts please, comments.
Iyan, papanoorin ni Mayor ng 10 beses.
Let's do it.
Yeah, no, he's watching it with the wife. He's watching it with his wife.
Oh, bumili kayo ng dalawang TV.
Two.
Yeah. Let's get Poch involved here. Poch, I have a question about your homecoming stories. Kasi I don't think we ever got your point of view about the event, right? So, what was the most challenging part of working homecoming for you?
Honestly, it was because I was really busy leading up to homecoming because of other commentary duties. So I remember messaging Red a lot asking like, hey, we should practice commentary. But he was so busy that, let's just do it on the day itself. And I guess it was just also like managing the nerves, because once I wasn't nervous, but once I stepped into the Virtus tent, I was like, oh, I feel it now. And you see everyone on their A game. So it was just bringing that, because we were going to cement the match with our commentary. That's what was scary. And also, I remember Red telling me, yeah, we'll switch up with the ring announcing. And then at the end, I actually wasn't supposed to ring announce. I was like, my voice is kind of shot. I stopped to work the next day. And Red was like, screw it. You got to do it, man. Like, there's one time you're going to introduce TJP. You got to do it. So I remember I said, but I already told Brian, shout outs to Brian. And he was like, I'll talk to him. And then Red just jumps out of the commentary desk. Get out. Poch is gonna do it. So
okay. Now that you guys brought that up, what was the reasoning behind the 3 different ring announcers? But on the spot lang ba yon, or was that something?
That was a decision made on the day,
On the day, yeah. It was supposed to be Brian, but then we also realized that I was supposed to tag team with Brian, but it's going to be weird every time at commentary that I jump out and he jumps in. So me and Red just took shifts there too.
I know one time then we also, parang me and Poch had like problems with our voice then, mm-hmm. because we use it professionally, I guess. And the abuse of it all, siguro.
All of us did. Lahat tayo, even the wrestlers yeah. were performing. Because even when you're in the ring, there's misigaw ka din. So I think by the after party, everyone's voices were shot.
Yeah, and the show ended at like 1 o'clock, close to 2.
Oh, hindi naman.
No, no, no.
It was like 11.
12. 11-ish. Yeah. Getting out of the parking might have been at 1, but yeah.
But yeah, no, okay, yeah, yeah. Mga 11, okay.
Mm-hmm. So no, by probably, that time, probably close to 12, then 11.
But for
Gina, the time that you're talking about, it's like that's way after backup na at most, which is what you're.
No, I wasn't at most, Camos. I wasn't at most. I was at 10.
Oh.
Oh no! I mean, like the after party. Were you there?
No, that I was not there.
Yeah, oh. You were not there. Okay, well,
I swear to God, I saw you there.
Yeah,
that's why.
Who was he then?
I don't know.
I don't know, because I really have like this memory.
Oh, well, anyways, we can argue for it. Because somebody debate that in like the old episode.
No, what's the point? No.
Sige, habang nagpe-prepare kayo ng mga points, batiin na nga natin si Balita kasi bawal bumalik daw siya sa ML eh. Oh, Balita, ay nag-greeting mo.
Putik, ano? Nagpapa, where's that?
Putik, utang na naman pa natin yung greeting niya sa kanya eh.
Oh, God.
Para manood.
Kaya sa 1B Balita.
Binabaan ba natin sa Balita, po?
We just say hi and then we move on. That's true.
Inclusive tayo, so we're saying hi to him. We're also gonna be inclusive and say hi to this hater sa PWR commentary. Hi din sa'yo, hater. Sige, mag-training ka na lang muna kung paano maging commentary or maging commentator.
Are you serious? There's some haters?
We got one right now. I see it in the comments.
Sige, mag-training ka, tapos turuan mo kami, ha? Kasi ako gusto ko ito, eh.
Hindi, ito nakakatawa last time. Like, I was always this close to saying, now, you know what, let's just cut commentary. We don't need that. But then a lot of people
said,
not good commentary. Kasi there's a lot, we did a lot of, like, una-una, that was our first time doing commentary together.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So yung buong, ano na yun, buong event na yun was really the maiden voyage of everything. And it's like the biggest show so far. And then sa utang kasi, you know what? We'll figure it out. And then pag pangit, we'll just cut it out. And hindi ko naman alam na sobrang laki ng clamor ng tao for, yeah, finally, the commentary. So I had to leave it in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's some ano, hit there na for sure, na imagine ko na agad yung mga smarts na parang, oh, ano ba itong mga commentary ito? Blah, 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 blah. Alam pa rin, for sure, hindi na alam ko yung arm drag. but yeah, actually, alam namin, pero ang problem kasi if you're there and you're trying to keep up with the pace of everyone, mahirap din naman siya.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
I do commentary for basketball. Poch, right. Do commentary for esports. So, alam mo, pag may training ka na for one sport, kasi ta-transition mo to a different event, iba rin yung skill na yun eh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Especially like with wrestling, where you got to carry the storylines. And Stan, you were really good at still keeping your like the heat going on you. That was pretty tough. So,
oh, thank
yeah,
you.
It was pretty fun. It was fun, and also I think we did pretty okay for our maiden voyage into commentary. So. Mm-hmm.
Actually, for me, it's really a learning experience yun, for all three of us and everybody who wants to get into commentary. Kasi when I was watching back yung three-way championship match, ang dami kong mga notes in my head na parang, okay, this is what we could have done better. Oh, this is what we should do more of. This is how we can probably build better chemistry as a trio, that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. If anything, all of the mistakes are learning opportunities then for us. And it's kind of like back-watching your own matches, diba? For those of us here who wrestle.
I can't agree on that, but I don't know. Thomas, there you go. In row.
I mean, but you can watch yourself back. You watch yourself back and you see it too, you know?
Yeah, for sure. That's what I think Red said about like hindsight 2020. You can always improve. On the spot, though, like, we have to call it on the fly. And the resources we had at the time, We did our best. So, you know what? It's a. I'm looking forward to the next time I'll share the desk with you guys.
I got a question for you guys who work commentary. I got a question for you guys.
Sure.
So what was the biggest surprise challenge that you guys stumbled onto while doing wrestling commentary for what might have been the first time?
That's a good question.
That's a good question. Yeah. I think yung one is that who's yung blocking of it all the simula. Kung sino magsalita or sino dapat magsalita dito and everything. And then I think yung pinaka ano dito is that one, you don't know what's happening on the ring. No? Hindi ko naman nakita lahat ng plano ng wrestlers eh. So you're trying to make a story out of what you're doing in the ring. So yung pinaka interpretation mo, you gotta stick with it. And then they do something else na hindi bagay ng interpretation mo. Now you gotta come up with excuses. So stuff like that was really hard to do.
I think I echo the same thing with Red. It's like we shared the desk with Stan, and then when we finally found the groove, we switched to Billy. And then Billy has a different way of approaching a match. Also, I remember at backstage, I was like, yo, we're going to do commentary. Can I get like what big spots that you guys are going to do or anything? That went out the window when I started watching the match. I totally forgot everything. I remember the Yolo Twins. Okay, just call our spot called Fire and Ice. I was like, it's really in the moment. I think also you can tell like if somebody's like expecting something. So I think it was, that was a new experience that you had to just go with what's happening in the ring.
Baka ito yung sinasabihan na Poch na hindi mo alam yung arm drag.
Maybe. Actually, Billy, being a heel, was like, Poch, you don't know any of his move names. What are you talking about? No, it was probably me.
Poch, I do have to ask, and this also goes for Stan and Red. If ever we get to the point na PWR, let's say 2022, wrestling is back to normal the way that we perceive. Yeah. Like the way that we're used to it being presented, would you give up your current roles so that you could become full-time wrestling desk guys?
Like it's you three here.
And the Yolo Twins are here.
Oh, hey, what's up, Yolo Twins? I hope I called your fire in
there. They say it's ice and fire, Poch.
Ice and fire.
Oh, yeah. I think there was something off with that.
Fire and ice. Sorry about that. Yeah, the ice before the fire.
I don't know fire and ice. It's not
yeah,
the Rocky,
that,
but
Ice
and Fire.
Yung
assistant Enziguri. Enziguri, yeah. So you're
saying, Poch, so, please answer Gams' question, though.
Yeah.
So I have to ask. No, go.
Okay. Well, if the need, you know what, if it's a full-time position and it calls me there, sure. I would definitely love to do that because that's one of the first things I actually was inspired to do is be a wrestling commentator. If the opportunity is there, why not? If we grow as big as we need like commentary every week, holy crap, why not?
You mean like leaving your role as a wrestler? Or
as a wrestler? No, in the front because you're the president. You can't...
I would like to leave it. it's to someone else.
No,
it's I don't know, man. I don't mind putting on another hat for and doing it. Pero mas maganda nga may full time. I agree. It's someone who can learn and do it all the time. And someone that you can possibly set it up for us as well. If we have someone like that, I'm game. Because the problem lang naman that we don't have commentary. It's really just the logistics of everything.
Yeah.
Like,
true.
And then, something to set up, do we have equipment. Monitor for them, equipment, something like that.
Yeah. Answer your question, Camus, no, because I love pissing people off. It's too much fun.
There you go.
I don't want to stop doing that. Hi to Pat Mig, one of my favorite victims in the crowd.
Wow!
Yan ba yung pinabutan mo na bata ng you'll die a virgin or some shit like that?
Oh my God. Is the data of the child who received the angpao that said nobody wants to have sex with you.
Yeah, okay, there we go. See?
Yeah. And it was a very awkward conversation after.
If he's a child, di ba? Nobody wants to
have sex. May points red.
Yeah,
very forward thinking.
You want to fuck the kid, that's statutory rape. So you know what, R. Kelly?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay. Anyway.
Shout out to Patrick.
All right. Saying what's up to sino to? Martin, all the way from Brazil.
Hey,
he wakes up for us. He wakes up for us.
Yeah, you're an echo. Oh, nga, sino echo? Ako naka-earphones ako eh. Si Chino lang, man. Siya hindi naka-earphones eh.
No, naka-earphones ako.
You can't tell because of his...
Of my neck band.
That's weird.
Neck
band. Yeah.
Cover up the earphones.
Hindi
ako yung nag-echo.
Okay,
was this planned though that everyone... Wait, my question, me first. Was all of this planned, all of the guestings na mag-aapat na guesting tonight? Mr. President, Redolero.
Oh my God. It's actually bad planning. So I just everyone.
Actually,
I could use 6 months. Ah, I can have a pro the homecoming and then maybe, oh, it's all on Wednesday. All right.
Actually, full transparency, the double book ko yung sarili ko tonight. Eh, so I had to back out of another thing.
Oh.
Oh, wow, you have 2 bookings tonight. Wow. Look at you.
Second double booking mo sa sarili mong podcast.
Sa Red, excuse me. Sa open track ng Crack House Comedy Club.
Pagkat, Malaysia.
Malaysia, boy.
So, international comedian.
Wait, teka. Ito, serious question for Red. As one of the key figures who really put homecoming together, ano yung pinakamalaking takeaway, especially now that you've had over half a year of hindsight looking back on the event?
Oh, man. Biggest takeaway is secure rights for everyone. So, ngayon, like, digital release and scrambling, like, release forms, mga ganong klase. So, stuff like that. It's really hard. Yung mga paperwork of everything. So, I think that's the biggest takeaway sa back end. Pero on the show perspective, maybe one is don't stack it up too much. Cards, like we had 10 matches and an intermission number. It could do with one less match and probably a shorter intermission. Parang ganun, para sa akin na. Because if I want to keep our shows now to, like our regular shows, actually, I want to keep to a, like a solid 3 hours. And yung special shows, not even like sub 4 hours lang. Because we
actually,
all...
Okay
na. Diba? Okay yung length, diba?
Okay na yung mga lengths eh, ever since the last few shows of PWR. Okay na yung length, diba? Like, a 3 hour show you're done by 5?
I think ano na yan? GG na yung sobra yung nangyari sa Vendetta. Diba parang...
Medyo okay yung Vendetta.
Okay, diba? Paglabas mo, may ganun na. Nakakatawa nga nung yung show eh, yung sa LAFF, yung sa ano, Dapat First Fight. Nung paglabas mo ng PNGs, may araw pa. Wow!
I was one of the first people to step out. Tapos pagtingin namin ng mga tao, sabi ng mga tao, hala, ano oras na? Kasi na rin like more or na gulat lang.
Tapos tayo mga 5,
5.15. Pero after 5. So pwede na din.
Yun.
Sorry. Speaking of shows moving forward, may nagtanong ko sa akin before and I wasn't about to answer it, sure, because I'm not you, Red. What are the plans moving forward in the new normal?
Oh yeah,
when it comes to arena shows.
So we are keeping on every possible update regarding live events, since you know my main occupation is dealing with all live events. So, medyo kailang in the know kami sa ganyan. So, what I've heard so far lately naman, and I think si Lynch yung nagsabi sa akin ito, was that pag MGCQ na, so matagal pa, GCQ pa na tayo sa 1, di ba? Sa
Monday. Sana, so, optimistically.
MGCQ will go to MGCQ and then they'll allow now sporting events with 50% capacity. So, I'm assuming kasama rin yung mga ibang live events doon. 50% capacity. Then, I've been talking to a lot of the venue people naman and they're saying, okay, if we're just allowed to do 50% capacity, we'll definitely scale yung rental fees and everything. So everyone naman is up to, in the events business, they're up to date din naman and they're adjusting with, ano, with the times or the pandemic, yung new normal. Yeah. Kaso, for ano naman, for, you know, I'm just gonna say this news, I don't really care. I am working a deal of doing like a low crowd show with someone. So it's the same, ano naman, the same partners we had sa homecoming. And so basically, yung homecoming digital release is a litmus test. And then we're gonna do something, we're gonna try and do something. And this, like, kung payaga na yung shoots and everything, we're probably gonna do no crowd shows and try to come up with something creative as to compete then with other people who are doing no crowd shows. Kasi I don't want it to be like a parang no crowd version of what we do. That's kind of weird, diba?
That's kind of hard also to replicate.
Yeah.
We're gonna take advantage of the platform or the situation. We're gonna adjust with what we have. Like, fine, we're gonna pre-record it. So what can we do with pre-recorded stuff? Mga ganong klase. So it's pretty much in pre-prod phase now. So matagal pa yan. Pero at least, diba? At least in the year 2022.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Follow-up question to that from Jackie on Facebook. If 50% capacity ng venue, will you consider live-streaming the events for the people na hindi makakapunta live?
Yes.
Or maubusan ng tickets?
Yes, yes. That is also something that we're talking about. Why are you all so shocked? These are very basic. We're so behind on this, people.
It's because you don't talk about this on your show.
Breaking news.
Nobody asks.
To be fair, breaking news nga siya.
Breaking news. Ang alam ko, dapat ako lang yung nasa-shock dito.
Ako nga eh. Tinaway na si Kao. Sino lang naman yung walang alam sa backstage? Ako na sila. this is still like infancy talks pa lang to and everything, but I'm saying this is very possible kasi yung kapartner natin na yung SNS, ang core competency talaga nila is doing live stream on live events. So napakadali niyang i-mount for them. This is something that they don't need to study or they can just like easily mount it on our show. So that's one of the possibilities we talked about them with them kung anong posible live stream or kung makahanap man ng studio and then invite people and then live stream something like that. So these are all discussions na very possible to happen.
Yeah.
So it is possible.
Yeah.
I can confirm it. Yeah.
Sorry. Yung takeaway dito sa mga events, nakakatuwa eh, yung ay parang 50% na lang, di ba? So parang sige, para mabuhay yung events business, 50% capacity. If you're someone who's thinking of getting married, this is probably the perfect time to get married because you don't have to be forced to invite all these relatives and family friends na wala kang pakialam sa kanila.
The best excuse to say. Bro, sorry. Yo. Pero family lang
50% capacity. Lang eh, sorry.
Di ba?
Yeah.
So yeah, yung mga gusto magkasal dyan, yung mga gusto mag-propose, this is probably a good time to start planning your weddings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's upsetting though, Stan? This is today on my time hop, nag-pop up yung marquee proposal promo from last year's Revo X.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I'm like thinking about it. That was 1 year ago and change today. So I'm thinking in my head, fuck, paano na kaya yung kasal ni marquee? Imbitado pa kaya kami?
Kamus pamilya ka ba?
Yun talaga yung
no, that's why! No, because when you're ringside for a moment like that, it's like, nga pala, no? We did talk about going to the wedding and then, you know, nice gifts and all this shit and having a good reception.
So yung priority mo yung kung imbitado ka pa, hindi yung...
Oh, okay, right? I
also like how...
I don't know, man.
He's assuming na invited siya in the first place, diba?
Bakit? Oh, like that.
Tinimilay ni sa Amara, kung may niyo akong imbitahin, okay lang. No problem.
Yeah.
No, it's just... I'm saying this because it happened... Okay, go.
Kamus, I'm saving you here. Kabig tayo. It is Revo X season. If it were in the old normal, it would have been Revolution X season. So.
Pero,
shut up, let me get the question.
There you go.
That's what it was, Stan. That's what
okay,
it was.
Okay, okay.
You gotta say it for a crossover episode.
Okay, Camus. Shut up.
Man, let me get Ram just capitalized a full-time thing here. No?
I know.
Let's ask the guests. Let's ask Red and Poch. What are your favorite RevOX moments? Like, personal ones you were involved in or part of? Since RevOX season nga naman.
Oh, man.
That's a good one.
Solid.
Off the top of my head, the Quattro arc was pretty good. I like that. Gave a lot of emphasis on the pre-show. This is the Lightbringer arc. Sorry, the one where we had like a whole production value of him finding the light in the middle of
The Trabajador Supremo and all those other Trabajadores.
That was a really good one. And that also gave emphasis on the pre-show. And we just learned last night that also Cap has a RevOX streak going on. He's 2-0 in RevOX.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're gonna keep that going. So that might be
yung focal point ng Revolution X from now on, yung streak. Oh man, there's so many. I won't even pick the one I'm involved in. Pero one of the best ones probably yung main event last year. I mean last year. Like yung si Quattro and Ralph, 2 out of 3 falls. Yeah. They did like what 50, 45 minutes or something like that. That was great. And a really, really nice storytelling at the end. Medyo over drama. Because I was like, when I heard about that idea, kay Ralph, I was like, parang, man, this is too, like, this some dramatic shit, Ralph. It's not gonna work at the end of, at the end of a 5-hour event. And then, syempre, I was proven wrong. Kasi maganda yung reactions. Like, top of my head, yun yung isa mga pinaka greatly pulled off finishes of any match.
I remember one. This one is kind of like the bad guy wins moment is when Panzer joined you, Mr. C.
Also,
that was a big like wow. They had a video. They had an entire.
They didn't see that coming.
They had a Tron.
Actually, yeah, exactly.
Probably the only RevOX moment that I was standing tall. So last year was my very
first
RevOX moment. Was sleep on Casey Montero? Was that on RevOX?
I was at ringside when I saw that. I was like, oh my god, I could take a punch.
Wala kayong personal moments from RevOX that you guys really really love?
Siguro I don't know. Meron ba? Parang hindi kasi ako fan ng sarili kong stuff. I like the non-RevOX stuff. Pero yung match ko with Jimmy sa IAP,
that was probably still one of my favorite matches.
Not because it was like a super great match. It was just like I had fun in that program. Like the way I work with Jimmy, the way he's so easy to work with. And then sobrang, like you think about look back sa mga stories na nangyari doon. Like, naalala ko, nag-call siya ng finger poke right before our music hit. Like, ganunin mo yung mata ko, and then gaganun ako. And then, alright, cool. And then, after ko siyang ganunin, we realized we planned nothing after that. Nagano'n ako sa kanya, nagano'n siya. So, ano sunod? Ewan ko. Sige, bahala na. Parang nakaplano lang dun yung dives eh. And true enough, I think may nag-review nito. Tapos yung review ng match nakalagay parang, I think they were just trying to get to the dives. Parang, yep.
But it was good. It was good shit.
Oh, God.
How about you, Party?
I Academy, though.
For me, I remember the RevOX last year when it was Quattro versus Ralph. I also had the responsibility of telling the confetti guy that it's ready. And shout out to Quattro because his friends were near the confetti guy. So they were hearing me like saying, no, it's not yet. Not yet time. Okay, go. And then so they kind of knew when the moment was going to happen. But, I mean, the crowd popped. And I always, like, as much as like also announcing like a villain win because it's like the crowd's all booed and I have to change my voice like, and your winner is. But this one, like I was screaming at the top of my lungs like Cuatro, and the confetti hit. It was pretty fun. And seeing like the crowd reaction. I don't think anybody sat down in the last 30 seconds of that match.
We're saying hi to TDT, to Chino Ginto, and Main Max, all part of the live stream for tonight. Here's a question from Lance on the live feed. Mm-hmm. Has PWR thought of having a calendar shoot with the current roster to help in the financial sense?
Napaka-manyak na tanong, Lance.
Why are we not surprised?
And who would be the one for me?
Who are your 12?
Gusto mo namin sa calendar.
And then Q1. Sige, Q1. 4.
Jesus.
Q1. Just give us Q1.
Wow.
Mr. or Miss January?
Okay, Mr. President, pili mo naman yung pinaka-tingin mong attractive sa roster mo. Tapos, parang gano'n yung tanong eh.
Fine. You know what? It's good to start out with Panzer. He's like, he's the champ. You're starting off with a bang with January. Then, if we head to February, that's like a lover thing, a lover theme. Who's so, maybe Redneck? Mahaba?
Okay. Okay. Right.
March graduation. Danny Vander. He's the pro wrestling doctor. So there you go. That's my three.
Okay.
First year red only.
Just Q1.
So April, April major.
Ano April Holy Week, no? So Holy Week.
Beach trip. So Holy Week.
You can go April Fools and go Yolo Twins.
Oh, pwede. Yeah, see this? Easy. YOLO Twins.
May Labor Day. Dapat manggagawa.
Labor Day. So, dapat trabahador. Nobody's gonna buy this calendar. Parang, you started off nice. Chenwal, sponsor. Trabahador na naka-mask lang.
Pagdating ng December, si Kevin Skull na yung nakalagay.
Why
though?
Why?
June is what? Back to school? Wait, hindi pa. Ano pa yung June?
Pride months.
Pride month. Oh, puta. Alam na natin kung sino nalagay natin dyan. Diba? Si Martivo.
Martivo. Okay. Yun.
Keep on? July, ghost month.
Ano?
Ghost month.
Ghostman, ikaw?
No, dude.
Huwag na okay na yung hot month. Baka ma-spoil yung mga tao eh. Mga tipong... yun yung actually problema. Who's gonna buy that fucking calendar? Eh, iba ko ka lang. Kulay ko ang gusto ng calendar ngayon.
Guys, heart react sa comment section kung bibili nyo yan.
Yan na naman kayo, sabi niyo, bibili niyo, tapos mamaya may dalawa lang yung sales.
Magpapapurit sa kanta ng 50, tapos walang bibili.
Mag-discount ka naman ako.
2022 na 2020 para yung calendar.
Mag t-shirt dito sa bahay. Sino mga hindi na benta. Ano ba, parang too late na atang mag-calendar kasi mag-June na. So, kung gusto niya patsi-patsi yung calendar, parang July to July 2021.
I feel for my friends that bought like those notebooks, like those calendar, what's that where you, the planners.
Planners!
All they do now is
throw all of those calendars.
Exactly, for 2020, it feels like such a waste now.
May nagsabi sa akin, hindi daw counted tong year na to. So next year, we're gonna do 2020 again. So lahat ng birthdays mo, hindi ka tumanda ngayon, hindi siya counted. Hindi siya counted. Ano to, parang nakalimbo lang yung mundo. Hindi siya counted.
That's okay. Yep. Didn't happen. Never happened.
Here's another question.
Okay, wait. Go.
Yeah, here's another
question. I'll go after this one.
What do you guys miss most about live events and live wrestling?
Sorry, I didn't catch that, Stan.
Okay, yeah, what do you guys miss the most? Live events and live wrestling.
Man. Ako, nananaginip na ako nung ano eh. Na nag-stand up ako or nag-ano ako. Only to wake up na tipo, wow! I hate reality! Mga ganun. like, yun talaga yung pops talaga. I think just the crowd and how you work the crowd and if they react to you in a certain way that you want them to react to and gumagana siya, you can never do that without a crowd. So, yung crowd talaga nakakamiss. Yun yung pinaka ano talaga. Like, yung stand-up talagang totally eliminated siya. You can't really do it offline, online, or parang without a crowd. Medyo,
yeah. Oh.
For me, it's more of just human interaction. Like, I mean, I see you guys at least once a month. I mean, I see you guys like every month, so I don't really go out afterwards, so I really miss like interacting, because that's the only time I get to see the backstage. That's the only time I get to see certain people. Having lunch with the Del Rosarios before the show, catching up with everyone. So, yeah, and also with Red, like, just the crowd reactions. Just, yeah, this COVID thing really just sucks.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Yup.
Hi. Mm-hmm. So, we can't hang out in person, but you two have been hanging out online a lot. Like, the Wrestle From Home series. No, I'm. It's a bad transition, but you guys have been hanging out a lot. You've had how many episodes now?
I don't know. From Home?
You've had a ton.
Let's see, we don't count.
At this point, what has been your favorite Wrestle From Home moment? Or not episode, ah, not episode, but like yung kwento na lumabas from a Wrestle From Home.
Oh man, show. Ano ba?
That's a good one.
Masaya yung kay John Evander because apparently no one has spoken to him yet.
Yeah. So,
parang nung interview namin siya, parang, oh, this is really the first time you're telling about anything about yourself. Di ba totoo, kahit sa backstage, you talk to him for a while, but you don't really get into
it. Bicep curls and chair.
Oh, yun nga.
Bicep curls and chair backstage.
That's wow. It. And then he eats like one rice, yung isang cup ng rice. As in, like, plain rice lang. Sinitubog niya yan.
That dude is a savage.
Hardcore.
So, yung mga stuff na...
And he's an intelligent savage.
Like, kunwari, like, I really like Birdman. And he's like, wow, I like Birdman. Parang yan. Nakakatawa yung comment. May interesting. Si Mike Madrigal din, diba? Did we just become best friends? Parang na stepbrothers. Parang ganong moment. True. Yeah. So, stuff like that. The most fun episode was the one with you guys, yung Naughty Boys.
That was fun.
Because that went on what does 3 hours on stream and then that went on for another 2 hours off stream pagkatapos.
We weren't coherent at the end. Like, we were just... Red got drunk and then he sobered up in the middle. That's how long.
Alright, let's throw it to Chino because I know Chino has a game he wants to play with you guys.
We played that. Okay, yes, again.
We have segments. We got segments.
The segments coming in.
Walang graphic for the segment.
Chino, every week ko nakikita dati yan. At least once or twice a week nakikita kami.
Actually, no. Kaming apat, diba? We see each other at least once a week to record sa PNA. And then now, wala. Diba? So, the little things, man.
Matagal na ako din nakikita ng tao, yung lower half ng tao. Matagal na ako din nakikita.
Do you want to?
Di na nga siya kailangan.
Actually, I remember after the Naughty Boys episode, we saw Kamut.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. That happened.
Go, Chino.
That happened. Going on.
Okay, so we're just going to play a quick game of categories. So.
All right.
I'll give you guys a category, and you guys give one answer each. Tapos pag-uulit kayo, or pag wala kayong masabi, or pag mali yung sinabi nyo, you're eliminated. And last man standing, though, basically. It's inspired by the What Culture Last Man Standing series. And since this is a wrestling podcast, my category for this evening is List of Undertaker's WrestleMania opponents.
I know this is a drinking game, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, pero yung sa what culture they weren't drinking. So,
I mean, all right.
Okay. Hintayin ba natin si Camus? Or
what? Hindi nalang kay Camus, ba't wala siya nawawala? Ginagawa niyo ba
natin? I just stood up and left.
Just wala kumain si Camus.
It just happened a lot. You guys, he just leaves?
Oh, wala ba nang paalam?
Camus, oh,
Google yan. Din. Noong interview namin si Jeff Cobb, wala rin paalam, umalis lang para tumain.
Well, oh my okay God. Na rin. Umalis lang para Jeff Cobb, di ba?
We reported yon, so di ko alam kung bakit kailangan ko sabihin, but anyway.
So, big internet lows, man.
Big internet lows. Tapos narinig ko ba yung category?
Go. Undertaker WrestleMania opponents.
Okay, who wants to start? Stan, sige, ikaw na lang. Start.
Sige, Triple H.
Alright.
And then who's
that? Takes about like 7 minutes.
A-Train.
Okay.
Shake the Snake.
Okay.
Nice. Shawn Michaels.
All right. Okay, Camus.
Giant Gonzalez.
Okay. Oh. Back to Stan.
CM Punk.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
Bro.
Roman Reigns.
Okay. Nice. Nice. Red.
Mark Henry.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Back to Poch.
Brock Lesnar.
All right. Okay. Tapos.
Kane.
All right. Okay. Pasok.
Stan. Fuck.
Edge.
All right.
All right. That is correct.
Oh,
Ro.
Batista.
Yeah.
Right. Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt. Okay.
John Paul. Cena.
Fuck!
Chaos.
Wait, there's more.
Viscera.
Viscera?
Viscera was not a WrestleMania opponent. I'm sorry, Chaos.
Fuck.
You were eliminated.
I had John Cena in my head. I had John Cena in my head, and then North was like,
why was John Cena? Magka-stable sila yun, labo.
Big Show.
No, but like, it's
a...
No!
Why? Big Show, yes. Oh. Pasok. Bro.
AJ Styles.
Okay.
Red.
Randy Orton.
No. Nice. Okay, naganda. All right. Boss.
I don't know if this is correct. Big Boss Man?
Yes, yeah. It is correct.
Okay. Oh, man.
Keep going.
Stan.
Nathan Jones?
Kinuha na ni Ro.
Nathan Jones was his tag team partner. Not his opponent.
Against Adrian.
Ro is gone.
Okay, mali ako. Mali ako.
So, Stan is gone pala. So, Ro.
Kane.
Nasabi na.
Nasabi na.
Kane. Iron Man.
Wait, so ano, bigay na ba natin sa akin, diba? Or last man standing?
Okay. Last man standing.
Last man standing.
Okay, Red.
Shit. Shit for brains. Wait lang.
Dude.
Oh, man. Malayo pa? Talaga?
Damn.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's like 21. 22.
5, 6.
5, that's hard to... Ano, Rick Flair. Rick Flair.
Okay, was pasok.
Oh no! Jeez. I might throw this one away, but did he face Bret Hart? No.
Not in WrestleMania.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Face
a
power, bitches. Face
a power.
No. Sid.
Sid Vicious.
Okay. Ah, Red wins. Congratulations.
Yeah, God.
Good job. Nice.
All right. What about some category actually? Pero wag na.
Oh, there was
good
no
job, Tino. Good job.
All right. We'll do it for the next wrestling guest.
Sige, sige. Nice. All right, we're about to wind down here. So, last few questions. Let's get to this one.
Red's got another guest thing.
I was gonna get to the question. Wait lang. Please don't cut me off.
Yeah.
Okay. What's something about homecoming that people probably don't know? Like something about the event from your perspective. So, Poch, may masasagot ka rin siguro. Something that people won't know from like watching it sa on-demand platform or for people who were there live.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a tough one. Do you want to take this one first?
Yeah, I'll give one. So, I think kinuha ni Jeff Cobb si Sandata and then gave him like a sidewinder suplex. And then I mistakenly called it Tour of the Islands. Ang ganda pa ng pagka-call ko. He's going on a trip! He's going on a Tour of the Islands! He's so fast in the now!
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, pagkatapos ko, I'm like, oh, wait, that's not it.
I didn't know correct. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, and then, we took that out to Final Cut, of course.
Nice. Okay. For me, probably something that people didn't know about it coming in, I was really nervous backstage, but once I sat in the commentary desk, you guys actually made me more, like, calm. Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Aw. Aww, so heartwarming. Ako rin pala nervous tapos. Marami ah, like I think sa podcast yun na-reveal din, di ba, na si Panzer almost went home and shit like that?
Well, yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Did they also reveal na tawag dun, May isang moment na, so we were there ingress kami, ako si Panzer tsaka si Za, and then there was a time that we couldn't track down the chairs. Like, it was,
oh my god,
those fucking chairs.
Window of time na I think mga 3 hours na parang walang sumasagot dun sa chairs. They're supposed to arrive like 12 midnight, tapos parang mga 2 na, 2:30 na, hindi pa rin namin matrack down kung nasa yung chairs. So like parang, I guess it's a standing show now.
God damn.
Ikaw, Kamus, baka may story ka. Kasi diba, this was 1 month before you became Mr. Ubusan ng Lahi. So, alam ko may story kang gustong ilabas eh.
Huh? No, my story, like, if there's something that people don't know that I can share with it, was that there a lot of the wrestlers that you didn't see on the show did help in other ways, like during the show process. Everybody did, but then I want to shout out to the one guy who's actually in the comment section. Doc Saviera did a very important thing that I don't think we really want to talk about, but he was able to pull through in a scenario that I cannot believe that somebody would have been able to do. Given that this was the biggest show ever, he had to step out of the venue for a good chunk of the show to help out with a situation. And like, okay. I think the next time we saw him, no, because I can, oh, can I talk about it?
Anong situation to, but illegal ba siya? Ba?
Oh, okay. Dami na kwento. Can we shroud it in mystery?
So somebody got hurt during the show.
Everyone knows that.
Oh, good. We can talk about that. Okay, so Nina got hurt during the show, and one of the people who went with her, and who was the other one? Si Robin? Robin, no?
Si Jay Sarah.
Si Jay. Si Robin yung hindi namin mahanap. Pero na
kasi Jay Sarah finished the match, but I think early on, he got concussed, like how Undertaker got concussed, hindi niya matandaan
yung match.
Parang ganun yung nangyari.
Yung sumabay sa kanila was Dax. Like that's something that if you want behind the scenes never before talked about. Yeah, he was actually the one who went with them to the hospital.
Si Gabs Martin actually may butas yung tent eh, kasi umuulan, so ginanon niya yung kamay niya. Sobrang haba ng kamay niya. Bleep! Gumano. Pinatch up niya yung
Binul
kasi
Liam.
Special shout out as well to Nintendo, who we called Event Tendo nung homecoming weekend because he really pulled a lot of weight on the production side. Yeah, events guy Nintendo. He took care of the videos and dun sa timing ng mga entrances. He was the guy coordinating with everybody. Like, oh, lights on na ba? Video on? Or when does your music hit? Nintendo really stepped up and took charge of that. So a lot of the visual elements that were being played, dumanyan kay Nintendo. So hats off to him because he really stepped up.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to this thing na sumama pala kay, kay Dux. Forgot about Distinct going with them too.
Distinct, right.
Shout out to Distinct.
All right. Before we let you guys go, Red and Poch, how can people access Homecoming? How can they purchase it for on-demand viewing? Where do they have to go?
Yeah, so there's a post in our Facebook. So the PWR Facebook page. And there's a link there. It will take you to the landing page where Crystal and Desi's matches, you can view it for free. And then right below is you can get access through it right there. You can buy the tickets from there. I don't want to call it ticket. You can buy the access from there. And
access once, code. You access,
Once you get the access, yeah. And then I think we still use the same ticket partners, yung Ticket to Me. So Ticket to Me will handle giving you the instructions on how to access the. It's basically just giving you instructions when you buy, and then you'll get that access on Sunday. So think of it like isipin mo dapat Revo X tayo sa Sunday. Technically, dapat talaga Revo X tayo sa Sunday. But yeah. But it's now Homecoming on digital release. So we kept it parang close to ano, like so 3 p.m. mag-start yung Homecoming, but technically the show starts kasi may kickoff show yung Wrestling From Home at 2 p.m. So technically we're still retaining that vibe wrestling on a Sunday last Sunday of the month 2 p.m. So, parang ganun yung tinatry namin gawin. And then we'll have like a kickoff show where we can talk to fans or probably have some guests over, things like that. So, and then everything will be accessible to Tree and you'll have access to that for a limited time. I'm not sure lang kung gano'n pa katagal. We're still hammering out kung gano'n katagal ibibigay namin access sa inyo. And then, yun, please don't pirate it, like rip it.
May mga
may mga
bonus features ba to? Like, if you buy it, may mga extras ba makakuha? Or is it like DVD?
Wala.
You'll get a shout out from me in Red.
You get a nice peace sign from me when I see you. Wala. You get the match. You get everything. Except, I think the only thing that was cut out from the show was your intermission. Because we couldn't, I think we didn't go through the hassle of.
Oh, that's really when Stan was dropping some bars.
Baka yung part lang ni Stan. Ginalagay natin.
No, that'll be the other content. You gotta pay for that.
Yeah, I mean,
my jump in was bonus footage.
bonus.
But yeah, those were tawag dun. Pretty much all of it is gonna be there, including pati yung pre-show. Pre-show matches with Evan Carter versus Kat Tutan and then the women's four-way match. It's all gonna be there. So, yun, tignan nyo na lahat and you can play it as much as you want. Just please don't fucking pirate it, man. Like, we need that money because we have been penniless since the lockdown. So, good.
Pag lumabas yan sa Watch Wrestling, hanap nila kung sino naglagay.
Actually, baka nga magkaroon ng exposure pag nasa Watch Wrestling.
So, actually, yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Bollyrules.tv, mga ganun. Yung mga...
Bollyrules.
Bollyrules. Uy, ba yun? Marahan.com.
Uy pa.
Yan.
All right. So, where can people follow you on social media and you have other events going on kahit na we're all living virtually in the time of the coronavirus.
Yeah.
So let people know what else people can expect from you guys.
Poch.
For me, _PochSpice. Those are my socials on Twitter and Instagram. If I'm not doing Wrestling From Home with Red, I'm posting like just esports stuff and video game stuff. So who knows? More stuff to come out.
Do you have any streams lined up?
Not yet, but there's something coming up in the third quarter. I'll probably post it on socials. And also follow Something Something Movies. Me and Renzo like remove what's that we review
movies.
Yeah, so
yeah. 60-second review.
Renzo just did what's it? Double Tap, Zombieland.
Oh yeah. And also he guested with Stan in his podcast.
Guested with Stan on his
Yep.
Hi, Renzo.
I'm on Twitter and Instagram, Comedy by Red, Facebook.com/comedybyred. I have a late night talk show, but pretty much basically whatever online show people have. It's called Bago Matulog with Red Oliero. And tonight, we're actually doing it tonight with some of the women of PWR, which is Jay, Sarah, Nina, and Robin. So we'll have that tonight. And then we'll show like an exclusive clip, siguro, later. And then I think I'll be at Cool Pals later at 8:30 or 9. I'm not sure. Those guys don't plan shit. So,
That's
true.
Part of the Podcast Network Asia, meron ata akong nakita.
May poster. Tapos, ano pa ba? Please keep your eyes peeled on the PWR Facebook page. That's where most of the content will come out. We'll probably come out with more content this week for Homecoming Launch Week. So, yeah. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Yo, and also, wait. You didn't plug yourself, man. Your comedy album is on Spotify right now for the people who don't know about it.
Oh, nga pala.
Ikaw na nag-plug. Ikaw na nag-plug, eh.
Yeah, you're correct, dude.
The comedy album, yung mataba.
May comedy album ako, yung mataba on Spotify. Check that out. Yeah. And then, since we're doing the comedy route, we are in the works of doing our first sit-down comedy show.
Hey.
So it will be on Zoom. And yes, you will have to pay for it. And yes, all the money will go to us. Not
not just
at least honest, diba?
Kailangan kong pera, pero wala pa akong income.
Oh, kaya, tama naman yan.
Papasweldo pa ako. The best. Mm-hmm. Best life.
All right. Mm. Thank you very much, Red Oliero and Poch Estrada, for joining us on this crossover episode of the Wrestling Podcast and PWR Wrestling from Home. Remember to check out PWR Homecoming when it drops this Sunday. Thanks, Red. Thanks, Poch, for joining us tonight, man.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
So do we just leave studio?
All right, yeah. So Red and Poch are gonna leave the call right now.
They're gonna leave, and then now.
I got a good 9 minutes para till my next. Can I just like chill around here?
Red Oliero
will now teleport to the other PNA show.
No, we're still gonna talk about Double or Nothing because there are mga scattered thoughts that I know Camus has so many feelings and emotions na gusto niyang ilabas.
Brian K. Solid, no? I just
saw it.
I didn't see
it. I knew it. We gotta leave this video. But yeah, good luck, guys. See you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Red. Thanks, Poch.
Thanks, guys.
At dahil umalis na sila, mawawala na yung viewers natin.
Okay.
Okay, mga PWR guys, huwag kayong umalis.
Hi, comment section, who are still here.
JK is asking, can we get Nina for a future Wrestling Gods reunion? Kailangan kasama rin si O Shopping host Sandro Hermoso.
Oh, naman.
Kaya okay lang kasama si Brian Leo.
Sino yun?
Who? Hey, Fuck that.
Who?
Okay, let's talk about Double or
Does
Nothing.
Does he have internet?
May scattered thoughts pa tayo about Double or Nothing. And since Red already mentioned Brian Cage, what did you guys think about him winning yung casino ladder match?
I had the strongest feeling in TBD talaga yung mananalo dyan, because there isn't a convincing enough case for even Darby Allin at this point. Like, he's not all there for me yet. It's 50-50 with him, but with somebody like Cage, especially with somebody who being backed by Taz of all people, it's a lot more convincing.
How about yung format? What do you guys think about yung format ng casino ladder match? Na parang Royal Rumble, basically.
It's a good thing you brought that up because they announced it in the beginning of the match where they said that you can win the title or you can win the chip, the casino chip, right then and there, which is to me a little confusing, diba? What's to stop anybody
from just climbing the ladder within the first 5 minutes of the match.
Yeah, I thought of that as well. I thought of that as well. If I were a participant in the match and this was no disqualification, who is really stopping me from entering myself and unless may rule and exabi na you're not officially entered in the match before your number is up, right? So if they iron that out, okay, fine. But other than that, though, I think I like the interval, the interval aspect. It kind of made it look like something that wasn't a carbon copy of Money in the Bank. So I appreciated that. Yeah, that's pretty much what I think of it.
My thing with Cage, Cage in particular, coming out, Brian Cage, I thought he was still signed to Impact. And then he became a free agent. But then I realized he hadn't been on Impact. Like in the moment, I was like, diba Impact pa siya? And then he left. And then I realized
He left not long after Johnny Mundo left. Johnny Impact left, diba? Probably not that far apart, if I remember.
I just didn't like how the commentators didn't sell Cage that much. It wasn't a big deal to them that this guy who is not obviously previously a member of AEW is now in this match, making his debut in this match. So there could have been a little more excitement, especially considering this is JR, and JR is the king of the bagad call.
Bagad moment,
Diba?
They made him look really strong in this one. He ate a bunch of finishers before he got buried under that pile.
He didn't get the legendary JR call.
Fair.
But if I were a casual, I wouldn't know that Ryan Cage being here, and I didn't know him previously from Impact or Lucha Underground, I wouldn't have seen him as a big deal. I don't know if you guys felt the same.
Medyo underwhelming nga yung reactions nila. It could have been bigger, could have been more exaggerated, I guess, just to really sell that moment.
Also, can I say na we'll rewind a bit from the very beginning? I thought they were supposed to be in Las Vegas.
Originally booked for Vegas, but then what's the one venue that Tony Khan owns?
Yeah,
that's in Jacksonville.
And the Jaguar place.
Because honestly, that's the only way they could have gotten it done in a space like that. So sayang.
All right. Thoughts on the new champions like Hikaru Shida, the new AEW Women's World Champion, and Cody, the new TNT champion.
Where do you want to start?
Hikaru Shida. I still think Cody should have won. Say go.
I was gonna say. Okay, wait. No, you want to start with Cody. I'm okay with this. Like, the match was fine. Could have been a little bit more, but I enjoyed watching him work. And it's for me, like I talked about last week, Cody is a guy that you can put the strap on. I just have to say the belt is unfinished. That's not the final form of that belt. And I can't wait to see him like holding up the final version when they get the chance to.
It's a good thing that Tony Schiavone cleared up how unfinished the belt looks, because if that was the final product of the belt, it was pretty underwhelming.
I don't even know the story behind the unfinished belt. I don't know why they went with it now. Siguro they couldn't finish it in time. But I still wish Lance Archer would have won. I know that Cage already existed. I mean, Cage already debuted and won earlier in the night. Pero I think sayang din yung months long build up ni Archer on not being able to secure the big prize, even though it's a long time coming for Cody then after locking himself out of the AEW World Championship.
But hey, Shida is your new AEW Women's Champion, and good.
I like the how it went down. The match was very.
I'm okay with this.
It was a good match. Na parang okay, the title switch isn't like overdue. It's like it's a good time for it to happen, and Hikaru Shida is the right opponent in my opinion.
But she fought for it, I felt like.
Oh, yeah, she did.
The whole match was very hard-hitting. So when you saw the finish, you were convinced that, this girl really fought for it. Like, this is a very hard-fought finish.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great touch then, given yung how emotional it was yung simula. They found a way to connect Hana Kimura to the Women's Championship match. Even though Hana never worked for AEW, I don't even know if Hikaru Shida and Hana Kimura had a relationship or had ever worked together. Hindi ako sure. But I'm with the diverse women's roster that they had, I'm sure some of them had interactions with Hana at the very least. So I thought that was a nice touch.
Yeah, I agree.
Can I say that as a Japanese female wrestler, Hikaru Shida speaks better English than anybody in the WWE roster.
Like, oh, she works really hard at that. She works really hard on her English.
She takes lessons for it, yeah, man.
Yeah, so doon palang lamang na siya, like, as star building is concerned. It's a big step in like introducing a foreign athlete into new territory.
Yeah, even Britt Baker says herself na si Hikaru Shida has really been working hard at it. So it goes to show talaga the effort that she's been putting in on that front. Any other thoughts on Double or Nothing? Do you want to get into MJF Jungle Boy or Moxley versus Brody?
MJF Jungle Boy I found really, really good. I found it really interesting, especially that first part where they were chain wrestling. To me, that was entertaining. Like, I didn't know MJF was that technical a wrestler, and I didn't know that Jungle Boy could step up in that sense, diba? So that to me was entertaining.
All right.
How about Mox versus Brody Lee?
It got interesting for me at the very end. I don't appreciate too much how they slowed it down, but it's the match they. It's the kind of match they want to do, but it's fine. I only got interested in it when Brody bladed himself and Moxley pounced on that like a shark smelling blood, literal blood in the water.
Thomas, any thoughts?
No, I was going to say it's the match you expected from both of them. It's not, it's if you're familiar with their work, that's the pace that they are very good at. And our part I would find most effective at. So it was like it's a solid 8 out of 10. It's not I'd say like Stadium Stampede was still more bonkers than that, but it was still a good way to finish off the show, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Let's switch gears and talk about Raw really quickly before we wrap up this episode. I think two biggest talking points from there are number one, Apollo Crews now being US champion, and number two, with the existence of a crowd. Because now you've got the NXT superstar / PC trainees standing during the entire taping day with behind plexiglass.
Yeah, behind plexiglass.
It's like a game of hockey.
Yeah.
I'm kind not of like lying. Michael Cole from the booth days.
Yeah, no, because think about it. There's plexiglass, there's the people, the plexiglass, and then barricades right after the plexiglass, which kind of moots the point of a barricade since there's plexiglass already there. But then, okay, I guess you do what you want to do with WWE.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world. It's still,
yeah, I mean,
it works. And that's the purpose.
It gives them the ability to feed off a crowd, diba? And
to have some crowd energy.
Diba? Even if it is a crowd of full of wrestlers, essentially, and it also keeps them safe with the plexiglass. So I like the idea. Even if
Sorry.
I'm just amazed that it took them this long to copy the AEW idea. I don't know if it was because AEW did it first, or talagang ayon, or di sila pinayagan magka crowd before this, but they should have done this a long time ago. They should have done it for WrestleMania, I think. They should have thought of that. And now I think it's going to help lend a better atmosphere to their shows. Sorry, go Chino, go ahead.
Sorry, ito na naisip ko. If the NXT guys are doing this for the main shows, then who are going to sit in for NXT
matches or the main roster?
Sila rin. Kasi yung mga nakabook naman sa NXT are not everyone in the PC. Diba?
Yeah, yung mga nakikita mo lang naman sa TV talaga were Caden Carter and Shotzi Blackheart. Maybe Casey
Catanzaro. I saw an Ely brother. I saw an Ely brother there somewhere.
I'm not sure the Ely brothers are even still there, but like
yeah, I saw not there anymore.
I saw one there, and I was like,
I'm pretty sure it's a different black guy.
No.
Yung favorite wrestler ni Lance Tanong nandun eh, si Jessamine.
Yeah, so that was kind of weird, right? Because Jessamine Duke's gimmick is that she's no-nonsense and that she was cheering like a normal person. Yeah, that was kind of odd.
You're such a mark, I loved it.
But yeah, I'm going off of yung question ni JK, it actually did make Raw watchable for me. I didn't fast forward through everything like I did the previous weeks. So yeah, I'm going off of what Ro said then. I wish they'd done that much earlier.
Yeah, no, Raw was pretty watchable.
Right. Anything? Oh yeah. How about Apollo Crews? Have we talked about that?
Oh yeah, Apollo Crews.
Well, I was gonna say Apollo Crews is my pick of the week because like I brought it up last week. Now I was getting excited about his pairing with Kevin Owens. I was getting excited about him coming back. You know, in that capacity that he was, and now to see it, you know, oh, here we are. You beat Andrade, and it was in a more than decent match. I'm very happy for him because this is, believe it or not, his first WWE title win.
Yeah, considering he signed with him 5 years ago, diba?
He even said during the post-match interview that it took him, he also has his own 11-year story, diba? He spent 11 years including his time in the Indies to building up to this moment. So good, congratulations to Apollo Crews.
Yeah, it could not have happened to a more athletic wrestler. So congrats, Apollo Crews.
Yep. I don't really have a pick of the week this week. Watching wrestling still been kind of weird, even though Ross a little bit more watchable now. So I don't really have a pick this week.
You don't want to pick anything from Double or Nothing?
I'll pick something from Double or Nothing. I'll pick the Stadium Stampede match. That was fun. We can share it. I don't care.
All right.
It's a long match. Pick that. It's a long match that you can share together. Discuss.
My pick of the week is the swimming pool sequence of that match.
Yes! Yes.
Benta lang yung binabas nila si version 1, Matt. Anyway, my pick of the week still goes to the Last Ride series featuring The Undertaker. Episode 2 features The Undertaker as a husband and a father. And sobrang
pinakwenta ni Michelle.
Yeah, God. Michelle McCool was talking about how The Undertaker courted her and what The Undertaker loves about her. And sobrang nakaka-disarm lang as a wrestling fan because you can't really imagine The Undertaker as this mushy husband. But he is. It shows up on this documentary episode. And it's just...
And their daughter...
And
their
showcase their two daughters, diba? When you see Michelle McCool post them on social media, naka-blur usually yung face. But this time around, you see the two daughters and you can see how much of a father he is, how much of a family man he is. It's a very, very different look at Mark Calloway.
Yep.
I should really get started on that. I was just waiting for last
There's like three episodes.
Well, 5 episodes lang naman siya in total. So if you wait another 2 weeks, you could binge it.
Okay. So those are our picks of the week. And that's going to wrap up this episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Before we get out of here, if you want to check out some other new content that Podcast Network Asia has been preparing, you can check out, this brand new podcast by our very own Chino Liao. It's called Class Clown. MG sits down with professionals in various fields to gain a little more insight into the world we live in today. Accompanied by other fellow stand-up comedians, the topics are limitless and the jokes are aplenty. You can also check out my new podcast. It's called On Deck and it's about the radio industry. Think of it as Talk is Jericho, but about radio, so you get to hear the real stories of the real people behind the mic. And the first 3 episodes should be dropping within the next week or so. So my first
there
3
you
guests,
go.
You've got Renzo Magnaya of Play FM, one of my closest friends in the industry. And 2 legends from the industry in Delamar, formerly of RX and Magic, and Sarge, formerly of Magic, currently the station manager of Wave 89.1.
Your so boss. Just,
yes, also my boss. So just two of the new podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Gusto ko lang sabihin, next week, Red Oliero will be on one of the episodes of Class Clowns. So, hindi pa namin alam kung kailan. Pero he'll be on there. Talking with our good friend, Hom Pacheco, about photography.
Hey.
So that's something nice. We should look forward to next week.
I was gonna say, the cool pals, right. Like, if you guys want something else to continue your watch, Red Oliero is on the Cool Pals, also a Podcast Network Asia podcast, and they're on live right now, like literally right now. So you can literally, when we go off, transition to them.
Oh, lipat kayo na.
Alright. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Thank you to everyone who's still streaming up to this point. Really appreciate it. Thank you again, our guests, Red Oliero and Poch Estrada. And much, much thanks to Babyface producer Ryan for keeping this all together, making this work, and the rest of our Podcast Network Asia family as well. On behalf of Chino Liao, Raf Camus, and Rome Aran, my name is Stan C. This episode is in the books. We're out of here. Stay safe, stay healthy. And wash your hands, please.
Peace. We're out.